What'd you do to me?
Fish. Alrighty, I think we're ready.
In the rain, in the mud, in July, in Cheyenne, they had to carry away that brave young man. A little part of every heart of every rodeo fan died there in the rain, in the mud, in July, in Cheyenne. Looking back, it doesn't seem so long ago. He was bigger than life, God rest his soul. Why he died that day is hard to understand. Right there in the rain, in the mud, in July, in Cheyenne. Tip your hat to the cowboy every once in a while, and take time to remember that cowboy's smile. A little part of every heart of every rodeo fan died there in the rain, in the mud, in July, in Cheyenne.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Comic Pop Rockin' in the Dirt, brought to you by Comic Pop Library. I'm Richard, along with
April,
Michelle.
And today we are going to be looking at the album Real Good Time by Aaron Watson. And this was brought to us by Tammy Millspaw of Texas Record Chick Promotions. So, Tammy, thank you for doing this for us. And we will let April get started on Real Good Time.
All right. That song you just listened to is July in Cheyenne.
Yes.
Yep, that's the name for it. And it's such a good song. I love all of these songs on this album.
This is a great country song.
It's a great album, and this is a great singer. I like this, all in all. And this song in particular, I like. It shows, you know, the more serious, softer side of country. There's so many countries like this. Okay, there's the staples songs, the bass stories, you know, but it's country has a lot of different
flavors,
styles. Yeah, flavors. There's the serious, slow, classic, oldies. There's, well, I'm not gonna,
it seems like a lot of so the pigeonhole is the, you know, you're getting her your divorce, which he does have a song like that on here, or your girlfriend's gone and stuff, but his songs tended to be all more positive and upbeat than the negative
and,
that you usually
what
get
was
with
the
country.
Song we just listened to?
July in Cheyenne.
And it's a downbeat song, but it's not something that, you know, oh, woe is me, go drink my beer.
Yeah.
This is the type where, you know, it's a story song where you're sad because he lost his life.
But you're sad, but he's saying, say thank you. So he's taking a sad thing, but kind of trying to put a positive spin to it. Not,
right.
I mean, you can't like full on party with her or have complete positive. What, Mom?
You have a funny design on your forehead.
Is it dirt?
But this is one where, like I said, though this one is a slower song, like April said, he's trying to bring to light, you know, when you see a rodeo cowboy, you know, especially whatever event he's doing,
they work.
And it's like any sport. You can get injured really bad, or possibly, like this song, pass away. So.
Yeah. And I really like how it goes into, you know, remember the cowboy smile, and tip your hat to the cowboy. And it's a really nice, like, a remembrance song, just like to.
But that kind of, to me, his whole flavor is, I want to say cowboy flavor, or it's older.
No.
It's kind of a throwback.
It's
old. It has waltzes in there and
it's
good dancing.
I'd say his country is your the pure country song. He is one of the pure country artists out there. Mm-hmm.
I think with this song, because it's a rodeo song, I related this back to Chris Ledoux because he was a rodeo singer, and that's where he got his.
What
popularity.
I want to point out here that brought up Chris Ledoux pretty soon after he heard July in Cheyenne. And I got Aaron Watson's kind of little bio here. And it says the artist he kind of pulls from is George Strait, Willie Nelson, Jennings, and Chris Ledoux. And I saw that on there. I'm like, wow, that's...
Oh. Okay. And I hadn't read that.
Yeah, so. And I had asked that earlier. Yeah, he hadn't seen it.
When was Chris Ledoux out?
80s.
Yeah, because I was thinking 70s,
probably 80s. Probably early 90s was when he really hit big. He was on the rodeo circuit for quite a while, but he didn't really get popular until later on.
Mm-hmm.
And that was because of Garth Brooks made a reference to him in one of his songs. Mm-hmm. And then people kind of went, well, who is this person? And that's kind of how I found him, too, was that reference. And so, yeah, Chris Ledoux, he's one of the bigger rodeo performers.
Yeah, yeah, and I want to say Aaron Watson isn't a newbie in the business at all. No. He has been going for 12 years. 12 years careers, and he's had 11 albums.
But I don't see why. Dang. We haven't heard of him.
That's what I want to know. This is good music, and I can pick a couple of songs on the radio, ain't going to name names, that I would much rather listen to his stuff than some of that stuff on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
I am upset. I would riot.
Own CDs from this guy.
I would own them too.
11? So
and this is a CD. When we get the CDs, we usually pop them in, you know, listen to it all the way through, and then we have a CD case so that if we're going on trips, we can listen to them.
Sing into your road trip
CD. Oh, all case. Of them do, but this is one that's probably going to get pulled out frequently. Yeah, and you know, and I would ask, I'd be like, you got that Aaron Watson disc? Because that's awesome. But yeah, and I also want to point out, it says that before this album came out, his youngest daughter passed away.
Ooh.
Yeah, and he kind of fell off the map of music for a bit, you know.
Okay.
The process.
Sometimes you have to take care of life.
And he has said, you know, he is a religious person. He believes in God. He's a Christian. You know, and so he was like, is this what you want me to be doing still? And so, and he decided to, and this is kind of his...
I'm back
album. It's, yeah, it's and his one.
Just to mention, it has 18 songs on it.
So I know.
It's a long album.
It is. Yeah, and he kind of says that this is kind of the pinnacle of his career, just the cream of the crop. And I can tell.
And I don't know if this might be kind of a combo, new songs and some of his previous songs that have really hit for him. But just to mention, July and Cheyenne, underneath it has in parentheses, Song for Lane's Mama. So I can only assume that probably Lane might be one of his friends that he knew in the rodeo circuit that might have been passed away. And that's what this song is referencing to.
Yeah. He said the album Real Good Time is it's a testament to what music can do for people, you know, cheering them up or getting them in a better mood, trying to, even if you have hard times, you know, music's still there. And I think that's pretty awesome. And you can see that in when he sings Honky Tonk Kid with Willie Nelson. He's got Willie Nelson on this album, guys. Why isn't he on, like, on the bigger radios?
Who knows?
Shufida.
I like the titles of his songs.
Because, yeah, because Honky Tonk Kid goes in and says, he gets them up when the world gets them down. And that's kind of what music, not just honky tonk, but all music for people does, you know? Mm-hmm. And I really like how he...
And it's not
like
all
that.
Sad songs. We're kind of hitting...
No, we're yeah, like and we're going to spotlight a song here soon.
He's got some funner songs, too. And when I listen to them, he kind of reminds me of Brad Paisley, which wasn't mentioned, but it does kind of remind me of Brad Paisley and his style. But we're going to listen to one that April wanted to spotlight. That's one of the funner songs.
It's called Fish. And I think it is my favorite on the album.
Okay, so we'll
is it the waltz?
It's No.
No.
So we'll take a short break and listen to a drop of the Fish, and we'll be right back.
No. A fish. It's not the fish.
Oh, excuse me.
Just fish.
We're going to do a short drop of Fish, and then we'll be right back.
He broke your heart. Tore your dreams in two, and he kissed the bottom feet and sucker fish in front of you. Deep down you knew that it was never gonna last, cause he's a piece of stink bait, always acting like a bass. And now you're thinking your ship is slowly sinking, you're staying up all night long drowning in your drinking. Before you give up, get your rear back in the water, dance a jig, jitterbug, or tie on a hula popper. Then you throw out a line, reel it back in. If you catch a boot, you gotta cast it out again. You know you'll never catch a keeper if you sit around and cry. So get back in that boat and fish. Now you heard the girlies kissing and stirring up awake saying,
that was Fish. I love that,
that was
song.
Fun.
I love it because, I mean, yeah, it's talking about how the chick got cheated on and she's all like mopey, but it's literally saying, suck it up, try again. And I really do. I'm glad somebody pointed that out and just said it straight out because maybe it's just me.
A guy who said that.
But I get annoyed when girls, like, I get if.
She's not
guys
drama.
Guys do it too, so don't think it's just girls.
Yeah,
so.
I get if you've gone through a bad breakup or just a breakup in general, I get that time you're kind of sad about it, you know? That's natural, but I don't know if it's the guys do too, but girls have the tendency to just drag it on. And sometimes you just want to smack them and say,
some guys do too.
Get over it. You know, and I love the song. It's just like, try again, you know? I love it so much.
And this is one because of the
No pun intended. That's a good one.
I want to dance
hook.
To this one.
Yeah. It's a swing song.
And this is one of those that, and the first one really, Real Good Time.
Oh my gosh.
Fish really reminded me of a Brad Paisley
The kid. First song is so good. And the first song is so fast. It's like an auctioneer.
Yep.
Going off, and I love those type of songs. So cool.
I like the way this one opened up. I mean, that sound of the fishing rod going out.
Yeah, the reel first. Oh, it was so cool. And it just, he has such danceable music on this. He's got good swing music on here. It's good two-stepping music on
waltzing.
Here. What's that one? What are you describing
waltz,
to me?
You didn't
I
know
want
what
to
waltz
say
is.
Nowhere Fast.
I know what a
waltz
is, but I don't know what song you're trying to describe.
I think a Nowhere Fast might be a waltz song. It's one
oh,
of those
now,
songs
that would make
that
sense.
Says, slow down and take it easy type of songs.
Nowhere again, Fast. But. That song reminds me of Hunter Hayes' type of songs, but 1,000 times better. It's like how Hunter Hayes should do his songs. Sorry, Hunter Hayes.
Who is Hunter Hayes?
Hunter Hayes is kind of like the male Taylor Swift of country.
Oh, okay.
He's that.
Or is Taylor Swift the female Hunter Hayes?
No, Taylor Swift was first.
Okay.
But he's the younger kid. He appeals to the younger girls. I don't want to
The country Bieber?
That's what I was just about to say.
I didn't want to go that far.
But I okay. guess if mom said it,
well, let's
shots are being
Aaron,
fired.
Aaron. Okay.
But yeah, and I just love all of this lyrics in his
right,
like, songs, too, are just so good.
Summertime Girls basically is about, you know, a teen love. And when you know you're not going to see each other except in the summers, like during camp. Or if you go see relatives, you're there for us the whole summer. And you see each other. And you know that's the only time you're going to see each other. So Lips is just, you know, you just,
mm-hmm.
you're just be the regular girl. We don't need anything fancy.
What's number 15 on the album?
15 is Reckless.
Reckless. That's got a Jason Aldean feel to it.
Does it?
With the heavy bass in there, just boom, 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 boom. And that's what Jason Aldean kind of does, the bass.
Okay, so you're referencing so all these people. If you heard one of these songs on the radio, would you immediately think Aaron West?
Watson.
Does he have a... Well, what's wrong with West?
Okay. It's not his last name is what the problem is. That's a big problem, actually.
I mean, does he have a distinctive voice?
I think he does.
Uniqueness
he does,
to it.
But he has the uniqueness because of the songs, per se, not necessarily because of his voice. Because he's got a similar voice to some people, and I think they might be confused a little bit, but once they recognize who it is, then they will know and gravitate to
his
name.
Because to me, and it's also because... other artists like Brad Paisley and Jason Aldean have such a distinct voice that you can immediately rule out a lot of the artists because you're like, that's not how they sound. So who is this kid? We don't know. Who is this guy? Sorry, you're not a kid. But, you know, and then
not with,
it's on
yeah.
to, not with that 12 years back and just going. But yeah, and then number five, what is that?
Let me take a moment. Yeah, number five
is
July
in
Cheyenne.
What's
Which
number
six? Six is Cadillac Cowboy. It's about the urban cowboys. Got a horse trail hook up to the Cadillac.
Woohoo!
Oh,
I could just see that.
Yeah, on July in Cheyenne. Okay, Cheyenne, Oklahoma is Cheyenne, Oklahoma is a tiny, tiny town in
Not
Oklahoma.
To be
clearly,
Cheyenne, Wyoming.
Cheyenne, Wyoming is what most people think of. But mom,
yes,
right
ma'am?
Here, is from Cheyenne, Oklahoma. So I immediately went to
Oklahoma.
Cheyenne, Oklahoma. Just had
what anyone would.
I just had to throw that out. Yeah, but there's another song. Sorry, my notes are jumbled. And so I just saw Oklahoma and went to it. But there's another Oklahoma note right here. Number 10. What is that?
10 is Texas Boys.
Texas Boys. Three Dog Night.
Ooh.
And yeah, it did have a little bit of a feel of it.
Yeah, and that's not a bad thing. I think it's awesome.
That's awesome. It was Three Dog Night.
I don't know what part it is, but it sounds like their Oklahoma song. But I've been to Oklahoma.
I can't remember the exact title of it. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, so do I. Well, obviously, yeah. I know what I'm talking about. But it just reminded me of that Oklahoma song. But
I've never been to
California. I can't remember.
I can't remember what it is either, but it's good.
We love the songs, yes.
Yeah. But the reel just gets me, and it's just, I want to sing it so much.
And one of the songs April mentioned earlier about the, he doesn't shy away from having religious feelings within his song. But yeah, the one that really dives into the, I would say the church per se, but not necessarily saying that, just the feel is Barbed Wire Angel.
Halo?
Excuse me, Barbed Wire Halo.
Oh, that's a good song.
Never been to Spain.
Basically a cow, yeah, something like that.
Mom's got it.
Mom's back to
Mom's still thinking on it. But it's a Barbed Wire Halo now. Okay. Oh, man, I love that song.
Don't you love the angel, imagery?
And it has a gospel sound to it to me. It did have
yeah,
that sound.
And it's definitely the religious feel. And I love how it sounds like such a personal song, but it's also a song that you can relate to because everyone, at least I would hope everyone, has that person in their life that's been kind of their mentor or their
true
go-to, you know. And I feel like he's made it, it's a personal song clearly, you know, he's singing it with his heart, but it's also one that people can hear and
relate
think of their person, yeah. Which I think is really cool. Yeah.
And we're going to do another quick drop real fast. It's going to be, hey, y'all, this is just to show you another side of Aaron Watson. And this one is a little bit different. We won't talk about it till after the drop. But here is Hey, Y'all.
I say, hey, y'all. Look at me, I'm the name of the game, and they call me country, cause I can rattle that buck, hook a big cat. My girl is skinny, but my rhymes are fat, and I'm a gun-toting, big-mouth bass-boating, and my granny likes to chew a chaw. I've been saved from sin, can I get an amen, and then can I get a hey, y'all? You know I got a jacked up pickup truck with mud flaps and a four-wheel drive. I got it decked out like a country pimp. I'll even let you twirl my fuzzy dice. Cause I'm a blue-collar, redneck, crazy white boy from the south. And if you city folk got a problem with that, sweet potato pie, shut your mouth. I said, hey, y'all, look at me. I'm the name of the game and they call me country. I can rattle that butt, hook a big cat. My girl is skinny, but my rides are fat, and I'm a gun-toting, big-mouth, fast-boating, and my granny likes to chew a chaw. I've been saved from sin, can I get an amen, and then can I get a hey, y'all? If you like Lynyrd Skynyrd on the radio, let me know, and I'll sing you Free Bird. I like...
That is such a screw you song. I love it so much. And that's the song that I was talking about earlier that had this that Jason Aldean feel.
Okay.
When he goes into the verses, it's more of like a talk sing than a pure singing. And with that heavy bass in the back. Boom, boom,
the country rap.
It just feels... Yeah, I know. That's the feel funny. Because that's what I call it. I mean, that's as close as country is going to get to a rap.
And that, this and is one of this is one of the songs up there for me for the favorites. I mean,
I
think there's
them.
Maybe just one or two that I kind of lukewarm on, but
yeah,
the rest of the 16 I love, but some of them are like a little bit more, and this is one of them that's up there with the favorites because it has that. When I first heard it, I was like, oh my gosh, here we go, an old twanger, old country song. And then when it hit into the drum beat and into the rap,
the verse. Like, yeah, oh, just like,
yeah,
yes.
This is it. This is where it's at.
I'll bet you want to listen to the rest of that song.
Oh, man, because I just love how it takes every stereotype out of the book for country, good or bad, and slams it out there and just like sweet potato shut your mouth. I love that. It's just like, I don't care. And that's, and every, I think, artist should have and an.
It kind of reminds
me. Was that in the song Sweet Potato Shut Your Mouth? That is so old country.
True, but
that's
it's
jargon. That is old country jargon.
But, and, but just the word sweet potato shut your mouth, I mean.
That's why, because it's going such, back to
I
the
know,
roots.
But it's just such a great comeback.
And this reminds me, not the style, not the voice per se, but the style is kind of like the Hank Williams Jr. music, is, especially Country Boy Can't Survive, because it was really one of those songs that, like April says, just, this is us. This is who we are. Deal with it.
Yeah, you know? And that's just awesome. It's just like, oh, screw you. It's just awesome.
Oh, I also put down here in either country rap or country hip-hop.
Well, there ain't got no hip hop, but yeah, I remember. I can't remember who. Was it Jason Aldean that did the very first kind of country rap?
Probably not.
No, but that I know. Not. But the first time I ever, I think he was the first one I ever heard do it, and I was like, "That's as close to rap's gonna get."
Big and Small. Who's that group?
Maybe
they had Ride a Horse.
Toby Keith did
Ride a Horse.
I want to talk about me. That was
whiskey for
that had rap in it a little bit too.
Talk About Me was a little bit of a rap type feel to it.
But
Ride Your Horse was kind of a more of a maybe poppish, rappish song. Yeah. It wasn't pure country. You know,
country's never going to get to pure rap either. No. But I love how they do. And I want to talk about the very last song, Honky Tonk Kid, Dad.
That was a duet with Willie Nelson.
Yeah, which is guys, he got Willie Nelson to duet with him. I don't even care anymore. I've already said this. I don't even care. But Dad totally judged this song. Was like, man, I've never liked honky tonk songs.
I'm not a big fan of honky tonk songs.
Yeah.
Now.
And I was like, well, so he was like, I don't know how I feel about this song that I've never listened to. And it starts out, and it's not a honky tonk.
Yeah, it has a honky tonk feel to it. Yeah.
Well, yeah, but it's not the partying. Honky tonk. It's a slower one. It's the serious side of honky tonk. I don't know how honky tonk has a serious side, but they found it. And it talks about how the
it does.
About how the person on stage uses the honky tonk, like nobody knows who he is, it hides the pain, it's just like cry. Such a sad emotional song. So good.
But like I said, there was at least one cover on the album that was Eight Leather and Lace. It's an old Stevie Nicks, Don Henley song. He did it with, I can't remember her name. If you want to look on the album, Michelle, and see.
Elizabeth
what
Cook.
Number?
Elizabeth Cook.
Eight. April. Is it Elizabeth Cook?
April already has.
Mom, is it Elizabeth Cook?
It is indeed Elizabeth
Bam.
Cook.
And they did a good job with covering that one.
And
it
let me
see
that.
It was close to the original. That
album?
Was a real good cover.
Yeah,
they
and,
didn't try to change it at all. They just pretty much kept it the same.
Yeah, and I just don't really enjoy the song in general, so it wasn't a same thing. It's just not my type of song. Anyway. But I also want to point out he did a lot of collaborations. He did one with Justin McBride, big name. Right. To me, that's a big name. Pat Green and Josh Abbott, Kevin Fowler and John Anderson. Charlicorn, and I don't know. Jeez, trying to make me read names, but yeah. So he did a couple of those, and another one that I wasn't too.
That was the divorce one, I think.
Was off the record that I wasn't that I was the wrong one. I thought it was a cheesy song. Like, I still love you. We're getting a divorce. I mean, I'm not saying it's.
I'm just at the point not where I'm tired of divorce type songs.
Maybe that's how I am.
I like the upbeat songs. Even if they're sad, they have the upbeat
And maybe that's how I
kind of
meant with
it.
Cheesy.
You haven't been through a divorce.
Well, but
those
I've
who
heard,
have will really appreciate
those songs.
Well, I'm sure
so
they
much.
Will, but me, it's getting
just
kind
my personal.
Of, yeah. And that one was with Charlicorn.
He does have a website. I don't know if it's AaronWatson.com or something
it
different.
It is AaronWatson.com. And it's Aaron, double A's, Aaron, yes. And Watson, like John Watson from Sherlock. And it's $10 for this album
for
of 18 songs that are all pretty dang good. There's not one that I hate on here.
No. This is one that
just a good album.
Anybody, if you like country music, pick it up.
Yeah, I mean, if you detest country music with a passion, this is not for you, because this is
country.
Country. There's no pop, and it's no pop country. There's no Taylor Swift, Hunter Hayes.
This is true country.
It's true country. Yeah, but pick it up for every library out there, because country is a big enough genre. I mean,
any size library.
Buy it and then play it on repeat.
In the city.
Yes. Big and small, big through small libraries, pick it up, put it in your country collection. It's a good one to have in there.
I don't care who you is.
For personal collections, pick it up too if you love country, because this is a good one.
Even if you're lukewarm on country and you can leave and take some stuff, this is one you're going to take over and over again. And the art for the album is good too. It's him in a
Jeep, I believe.
Blue Jeep.
Old
blue Jeep, yeah.
With a windmill and trees.
With a windmill in the back, yeah. There's some sort of filter on there, but I don't know what filters are called. But it's just country, and it's just everything good about it.
And the last one we're going to spotlight as our outro music is called Raise Your Bottle, and we're going to talk about it here now. I believe this was one that I can relate to.
You drink?
Let me explain. He does the song. Drink. I do drink a little bit, but let me comment. I'm a veteran. I've mentioned that before on the show, but I'm in the Army Reserves. I never did go in country. I was during Desert Storm. We were called up for about 24 hours, then stood back down because there was a bombing run that pretty much took care of everything. So they said, we didn't need you anymore. So I didn't actually go in country. But this is his song to recognize the veterans. It's one that the chorus is the one that really hits it. It's, you know, raise your bottle to remember the ones that have passed on. Also to the ones that are still in country, or excuse me, the ones that have made it home, be thankful for that. And the ones that are still in country, pray for them so that they can make it home. It doesn't say make it home, but that's alluded to, you know, pray for them because they're still in country and in harm's way. So I like how he incorporated all the different veterans, you know, the ones that have passed away, the ones that made it home, and the ones still in country. So that was kind of nice to, because sometimes I think they key on the ones that have passed away.
Yeah, and it's not, we're not saying they're any less important. It's just nice to recognize everyone, the broad spectrum. And I want to point out here that he did write it for his dad, who was disabled in the Vietnam War.
Okay.
So that'd be why I put it up there. And I just thought it was just a good thing.
I don't remember listening it.
Raise Your Bottle? Well, you're getting ready to listen to it.
It's good because I've already heard his other songs.
Yeah, Mom liked this dude.
It's another little, and it's a little bit slower again, but it's a serious topic, but it's not done in a way where it's a down, you're sad and, you know, discouraged. It's one of those that, you know, be proud of these men and women that have served and are serving, and recognize them, like kind of like the July and Cheyenne, recognize them for what they've done for their country. So, and I think, is that it, April? You want to mention a little bit more?
The only thing I want to mention is that he's attended the ACM Awards. ACM stands for American Country Music Awards. True. That's a big deal.
What did you say?
ACM Awards.
Cool.
On American Country Music Awards. But I also want to point out that we have not seen him on the ACM Awards.
Have you watched the ACM Awards very much?
I have.
Sporadically.
I've watched most of them.
Have you?
I've just missed one or two. And then he hasn't been on any of the really big radios. And screw you, ACM Awards. Fix that. Like pronto.
ACM can do that, but definitely the DJs out there could get him some more airplay.
Oh, man. Yeah.
This is one to definitely push out there. I think that's going to do it for us. I'd like to thank Tammy again for sending us Aaron's album. And that, again, is Aaron Watson, A Real Good Time. I think everybody would enjoy it that loves country music. Go out and pick it up, or order it, I guess I should say, from his website.
Buy it.
We've enjoyed tonight. Hope everybody enjoyed it out there as well. Have fun out there, everybody.
Yep. Bye.
Bye.
Catch you later.
There's a memory that rings clear as a bell. I was bouncing like a bull rider on his knee. I sure miss those old stories that he'd tell. From a hobo on a freight train
to a sailor out at sea. My granny says that I've got his smile. He's the reason I take pride in my last name. No, he never made the headlines. Nobody sings his song. So for every unsung hero, I'm singing this today. So raise your bottle to the boys and let's remember all the fallen and the price they had to pay. Hold them up high and salute all the ones that made it back and for the ones away from home. Don't forget to pray. Grandpa can sing you every Hank Williams song.
Thank you for listening to Comic Pop Library. We welcome your comments and suggestions by emailing us at admin@comicpoplibrary.com. All emails submitted become the property of Comic Pop Library and are subject for use in our show. We would also appreciate it if you would spread the word about Comic Pop Library by posting about us on Twitter, Facebook, or just tell someone about us. This podcast is not endorsed by any publisher, distributor, or studio, and it is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. The views and comments of the show hosts are their own and are not reflective in any business, entity, or organization associated with ComicPopLibrary.com.